Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Should you charge rent for your 20-year-old junior in college who moves back home? It's an argument my wife and I are having, and we're looking for you to tell us who's right and who's wrong in this argument. It's coming up next.
Are we going to be responsible for someone sleeping on the couch?
That doesn't matter. Sure.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Producer Dave's in studio.
Happens all the time anyway. Here's the deal. My oldest, 20-year-old Noah, just finished his sophomore year at Whitewater, UW-Whitewater. Was going to get a job in Whitewater and stay out there and probably pay rent to live out there in Whitewater. But he found a job in the Milwaukee area, so he said, hey, to save money, I'm just going to crash at home for this summer and then go back to Whitewater later on. So he's got a job in the Milwaukee area. He's going to be working, raking in some dough, as he says, you know, starting padding that bank account a little bit. And so he moved back home, and I said to my wife, well, if he was going to pay rent in Whitewater, potentially working in Whitewater, okay, he's not doing that. Well, he's working in Milwaukee, but he's going to crash at our house. He's 20. Shouldn't we charge him rent? I mean, you know, $100, $150 for the summer while he's home? What's wrong with that?
Yes.
You think so? Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, that was a quick one. You didn't even have to just think about that.
My mom did stuff like that when we were growing up. So I've been there, done that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think you guys negotiate an amount together. I mean, he's trying to get on his feet. I understand that. And he's, you know, doing the smart thing to move back home. You're not going to charge him anything close to what he'd pay in Whitewater.
No, not at all. And I'm
but
the
$100
one...
isn't bad. And it also keeps him on the mindset of having a budget, budget, a line item for rent and housing expenses.
Stay responsible. Learn how to adult is what I was trying to tell Noah. And I said, yeah, this is what you should be paying. Now, his mom, Jess, my wife, is Mama Bear. She's like, no, he's coming back to the nest.
That's
we're
because
not going to charge him.
She doesn't want to give him a reason to not want to come back again.
Come back to his mama?
But what if, is he up listening?
Probably. He's trying to get, you know, used to waking up early, unlike in college.
Well, then I wanted to say something. I don't know if Noah's listening.
No, he's fine. He's good. I told him what we're doing.
Okay, if you charged him $100 rent.
Yeah.
What if you took $50 of that and put it away? And so by the end of the summer.
Or what?
You give him, just because you don't charge him the full amount. I don't know. I'd say $100. And Producer Dave, you're over there shaking your head.
Yeah, I say $0.
Well, it's because.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, come on, man. You've got to be kidding me. He's your son. He's working. He's working towards building money for himself. You're supposed to help him out here.
Yeah, but he's not down on his luck or anything. He's making a living. He has to learn how to budget.
Why
and
does he need to be down on his luck to be able to go live at home?
If he's down on his luck, I can understand why. Okay, maybe for a small window, you would say, all right, you could stay here for free.
He's there because he got a job in Milwaukee, and it's convenient to live at his family's house. It's his family.
Just because Mama Naomi would do this for you
100%.
Doesn't mean I'm going to do that. It's like, you know what? You
teach
learn how to adult.
Responsibility.
Exactly. If you're staying in Whitewater, you're paying rent.
$100 is not bad.
He has responsibility. He's got a job. He's doing everything right. He's just trying to save more money.
But if he stayed out in Whitewater, he'd have to buy his own food.
And
here,
he'd have to
buy his own food.
And if he was in Whitewater, how much more would he be spending? What's the rent there?
Oh, the rent is probably, it's like $400. So he's paying even more. His portion of the rent would be $400.
It goes towards food. It goes towards the electrical, the water
he's
bill.
Your son. I wouldn't charge him anything.
He's your son. Okay, yeah, so then what?
He's 20.
He's living there when he's 35?
No, he's right. He's 20 years old. So, if he was living there when he was 35, it'd be different.
Producer
he's
going to
be there for the summer.
Where would you draw the line then if you were a parent?
When he turns 30 years old.
30? Oh, holy cow.
I want to be your kid.
To Producer Dave's future children.
All right.
I hope wherever you
All
are,
right.
you record this right now.
All right, so should you charge rent for a 20-year-old in college who moves back home for the summer? 414-799-1099. What side of this argument are you on? Give us a call. It's The Mix.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.